Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. I'd like to talk to you today about God. You know, some people just don't like God. They think God's mad at them. They perceive for some reason an angry God. And yet the Bible says that God is love. And that's a total contradiction to what some people think. So today I want us to discuss the possibility that God is a loving God and that he cares about us and he loves us. I mean, even Jesus said, for God so loved the world, meaning the people in the world, of course, that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That makes God pretty cool. And when you look into the character of God, you see love, peace, joy, long-suffering, kindness, temperance, self-control, the fruit of the Spirit. And that's not evil. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come into the knowledge of Christ and be saved. He offers us eternal life. He gives us his love and his grace. And when we put our faith in him, then he's there for us. We can pray and talk to him every day. There's another issue that people miss, and that's that they want to be religious. And being religious is what people do when they don't really know God. You've got to be born again. Jesus said, a man must be born again, or he will not see the kingdom of God. So being born again is to repent of your sins and receive Christ and believe God that he sent his only Son. And he'll fill you with the Spirit. He'll bring you alive and give you hope and peace and joy and give you his fruit, the fruit of his Spirit. And slowly but surely, you'll be transformed into his likeness. So that's a pretty cool God, I think. And some people, they don't want to attribute anything to God. They want to say, well, it was luck, it was this, it was that. And yet God is all-powerful, created the whole world, even though evolutionists say otherwise. But God created the whole world. All the animals, the people, everything. That's pretty cool in my book. I think that's the kind of God I'd like to be with for all eternity. One that's going to say, hey, John, how you doing? You know, glad to see you. That's cool, isn't it? Even today, sometimes when I talk to God, he goes, hey, so how you doing? You know, he'll do that for you. He'll talk to you right in the scriptures. He'll love you and bless you and care for you. You just got to go to him and believe that he is God and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Paul said we could go boldly before the throne of God with our petitions. And the picture of that in my mind anyway is that we can write, here's this king on his throne and he's got his court going and everything and all the official stuff that's going on. And here I come, just a little child of God, just running right into daddy's work. And saying, hey, Daddy, how you doing? And he picks me up and puts me on his knee and says, hi, I love you. What's that? What's up? You know, so it's kind of cool. So today I want you to think about God and think about being loved by God and love God. Give him a chance. He's worthy of your trust. Till next time, God bless you and have a great day.